This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
We are shameful. We... No, I lost it. I lost it.
Very good.
We are shameful, we are shameful, but not as shameful as we should be. I tried to get really low with it, but I heard.
Welcome back, okay. Listeners, to Shame on Me. I'm Janet.
I'm Jimmy.
I could tell you lost it. You felt much better with, like, the operatic. I think that's
we are shameful,
comfort zone.
And, like, my voice isn't as low as it used to be.
Mm.
This morning.
The way
it used to be this morning.
Oh, okay.
Do we think Drudd listened to last week's episode?
Last week's episode or the episode where I invited her to the wedding?
We made her listen to, well, I guess she was doing it already before.
The wedding one, she did listen at least to that part.
Yeah.
Cannot confirm that she listened to the whole thing.
What was her reaction?
To getting invited to the wedding?
Yeah.
I can read it to you because it happened on Teams.
Wait, what?
So what happened was we were sitting in the office and I was kind of trying to be subtle about it because I'm not inviting everyone I work with to the wedding.
Yeah.
Which I don't feel bad about.
It seems like you feel a little bit bad.
Well,
about
no,
it.
I don't feel bad. I just think it's rude to hand someone an invite to something in front of other people.
That's fair.
So
I guess that would be what you feel bad about.
Told Drudd,
so if you avoid,
like,
doing that, then you don't feel bad.
Listen to the podcast so you can get a gift. No big deal. And then you come into the office.
I was pissed.
And you are like, listen to the fucking episode. So then our other coworker is like, wow, I'm really invested in this story now. And I was like, she was like, I really want to know what the gift is. And I was like, fuck off, Jimmy. And then I messaged Drudd on Teams and was like, maybe just like, quietly tell me when you've listened instead of saying it out loud. And she was like, okay. So
did she have a clue?
No.
Wow.
Oh, I said, I'll give you the present when other people aren't around. Maybe. Okay. That's what I said.
Yeah.
And then she said, what is it, with a lot of exclamation points? And I said, it will make sense soon. Okay. Okay. And then 5 minutes later, oh, and then I laughed. And I said, less stressed now, because my voice just did something, because she was pretty stressed up to that point.
Yeah.
And then she said she was very excited. And then I said I didn't want to hand her the invite in front of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said that you made it awkward. And she said, of course, as per usual. And then I said, if you can't come, it's okay, but I would love it if you could. And then she said, draft day, exclamation point. Remember, we were talking about draft day. I got excited.
Erica got excited for draft day?
No. Yeah, she said draft day, !!
Why?
Well, because we said that she had to say draft day to get the invite in that episode. I think I'm too close to this. Yeah, so... Yeah, and then I handed it to her. So she said she's going to try to make it work. She's a busy lady, so we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And we didn't make her give us a review for last... So she listened to that one, but she didn't.
Okay, I'll text her right now. There's literally no way
she'll
send us anything.
Yeah.
She often does read the text when we send them. She just doesn't answer.
Let's pretend like we're not recording right now.
Okay.
And then still make her write a review.
Can you send... I think a voice memo.
Oh, I like that. Her first appearance.
Or just...
Riveting.
To read
riveting material
on this week's podcast. We'll see what happens. The likelihood of her actually getting back to us is so slim.
I just got a text from you.
Yeah.
So yeah, she definitely did not listen to the podcast. I'm curious to see if she will send us a review and how it will be.
Yeah. I think for the listeners. There are none.
Yeah.
You should describe what you're wearing right now.
I am wearing some pants that I made.
Yeah.
And they've got like some little squiggles. They're kind of like
I didn't actually 80s, take a good
90s,
look at them.
80s, 90s kind of vibe.
80s, 90s. Okay.
Do you want to?
Keep going.
And then because of the pink squiggles, I was like, you know what? This is time for me to wear this sweater. And so it's a very bright.
Very bright.
Very bright.
It looks
pink.
Fuzzy. Is it fuzzy? Like,
it's very soft.
Okay.
Very bright pink sweater
mm-hmm.
made for a lady.
Yeah.
And it's cropped.
Yeah.
And I think I look good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got body paint all over you.
I do have, I guess, was that the most important?
No, that was just a factor of the whole vibe.
You just wanted to admire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to know what you did last night.
Well.
You might have just been hanging out at home, I guess.
I think that might be for our batch episode. Let's see what I've got.
Okay.
Plan for my two truths and a lie.
Oh, can you tell?
Oh, no.
I don't plan anything.
I can tell you.
Okay, I should do a two truths and a lie.
But one thing I don't like about this sweater is that it has this like thing, little
elastic to tighten it.
Yeah, and it just always like I can't get it to not stick out. It always sticks out like that.
Oh, you know? I see.
I also bought this sweater for Dee Dee. I don't think I was also like, I don't know if they'll ever wear it. But now
it's
mine.
Give it to them and take it back.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not as in like, I'm taking this back, okay. But as in like, I'm going to wear this home. And then eventually they ended the relationship and it's still in my closet.
Then
so.
I think that's fair.
And I don't think they ever wore it.
There you go.
So if I've worn something more than the other person.
If they've been asked. Then I think you're fine.
Good point.
You're in the clear.
Good point. Do you have two truths and a lie?
No, but I'll write some.
I feel like what's wrong with you?
That
Janet?
I can't prep anything.
Not that you can't prep anything, but like, are you living? Are you living?
I mean, like,
does your life not revolve around
the podcast?
Yeah,
it should.
Yeah,
it really should. I need some remote income, so we can talk about that. It can be a topic of today.
As you get your two truths and a lie, I will tell you what I brought for food.
Okay.
So one is strawberries.
Three strawberries to be specific.
And they look all right. I also brought the best food for podcasting.
A banana?
No.
Okay.
Two bananas.
Oh, two bananas. Okay. And, even better.
And potato salad.
Oh, my God. Did you? I simply cannot. I simply cannot. Potato salad is potentially the grossest thing to listen to someone eat.
My apologies. It's not potato salad. It's potato and deviled egg salad.
Oh, that's even worse. Oh, I'm so upset at you.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause
and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Right now,
I strive to survive.
Oh my God.
I think he's got really beat up in the way over here.
Did they not look like that before?
Yeah. This one looks like it's been through war.
They both look like they've been through war. They didn't look like that. Oh, I just realized you have a snake on your arm.
I do have a snake.
I didn't see that before. Cute. I'm trying to think of my third lie or truth.
Wow.
Ooh. Hmm.
Let's get into the mind.
Okay. I got it.
Okay.
Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
It seems like yours are probably going to go quick. So.
Okay. That was rude. Okay. First one.
Uh-huh.
Didn't end up doing anything on my birthday.
No.
That's the first one.
Wait. Your birthday was... Wait. What did you have planned for your birthday?
Stefan and I were going to go out.
Oh, right. True.
Okay.
I already know he got sick.
Oh. Okay. I don't know what I've said to you. How do you know that?
You told me.
When?
Probably Thursday.
He was already
or
sick?
Or Tuesday. Or Monday. Or Wednesday.
What day was your birthday? Thursday.
Yeah, on Thursday.
Okay. Well, that was lame.
Unless he got sick on Wednesday.
No, he didn't.
So it would probably be Thursday.
I have about 5 dresses to return.
Okay.
That's another one. And then I fell off the no sugar wagon.
Who could be surprised?
Rude.
I'm actually going to say that's a lie.
Okay.
And you do have 5 dresses to return.
Damn. He got me today. Dang
Let's
it.
Go.
Oh, man. I thought you would believe the no sugar thing.
Well, it's easy to believe, but.
Yeah, it is easy to believe.
You're welcome.
Is that why? Is that why you didn't believe it?
Maybe. I don't know.
Is it lying?
Call it my intuition.
No, I didn't fall off the no sugar wagon. And I'm happy with myself, but I'm mad at you for guessing that.
How were your New York Times puzzles this week?
Oh, one day was bad. Yeah. Well, that one day, was that this week that I sent you a picture? Sent me a picture? I think that was on Thursday.
Did you do the world yet today?
I haven't done anything today. Okay. I was really mad about Thursdays.
I kind of had a situation like you had on Thursday on today.
Okay. I got yesterday's. Yesterday had a double letter in there. They always get you.
Did I not do it? I don't think I did it.
Okay. What was it yesterday? I can't remember. But it was one of those ones where it was 5th.
Oh, no,
I
did.
So I had the F at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I had all the letters except for the middle letter.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what the fuck is this?
Well, other than filth.
Yeah, I tried filth.
Yeah.
I tried a couple things.
Fifth?
Maybe I didn't try a couple things.
Fifth,
I don't know.
Fibs.
But they're tricky.
Finn.
They get you. Yeah, I didn't fall off the no sugar wagon. I thought about it on Thursday because I was a little upset because when I went to Starbucks in the morning, it was my birthday, but they didn't have my drink. And then I stood there for 10 minutes to find out that they didn't have my drink.
Thursday was a rough day for
you. It was kind of rough.
That was your birthday day.
And then I left work. And then I was like, I'm just not going to work the rest of the day. So I texted my supervisor and was like, I'm taking the rest of the day off. And she was like, okay. She was also off that day.
Mm.
So then I went shopping, which was successful.
Mm-hmm.
I found a dress that I think I'm going to wear to my bachelorette, I think. And then I found another option. I have like a wedding and then my wedding shower. So I have 2 dresses and I'm just not sure which one I'm going to wear to which event.
You have to return 5?
And then I bought a ton of different dresses over the last like month. And I think I'm going to return. I think there's 5 that I'm going to return. Okay. It's like 4 to 5.
Returning is something I don't do very often.
I do it a lot. I did it. I kind of bought a lot of these dresses with the idea that, like, I like this. It isn't maybe ideal. But if I can't find something better for the wedding shower, then I'll return. Then I won't return it. Like, it was an option.
Show me these things because I'm interested.
Well, I can show you, but it's not really interesting on the podcast.
Look at this strawberry. It has a brown spot. It's kind of gross.
And it's gross. Looks
like some poop.
So I did that. And then Stefan was not feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, whatever. We just hung out. It was fine. I'm not, I was not attached. Yeah. I was not attached to my birthday this year, really. Mm-hmm. And then, but we went out yesterday and we had lots of fun. We drank a lot of margaritas.
Ooh.
Ate so many tacos.
How many margaritas?
I think I had four double margaritas.
Four double margaritas?
In an hour and like 10 minutes.
You own a house. You can't afford that.
Oh, you can when they're $6.
Where?
Milpa at their happy hour.
Okay. Shit. Yeah.
They're like $16 or $18 regularly, mm-hmm. but they have a daily happy hour from 4 to 6 and they're $6.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd crush that.
So, and the tacos are really good. They're like the tiny, delicious tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, big fan.
Nice.
So we ate a bunch of tacos, drank a bunch of margs,
mm-hmm.
and then we came back and played games.
You and Stefan, or are you and...
Me and Stefan.
Cute.
Yeah. And then we're doing a friend thing today.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was nice. Fun. What games?
We played Monopoly Deal, but Harry Potter version.
Yeah, what's the Harry Potter version of Monopoly
Honestly, Deal? It's pretty fun. Instead of money, it's points.
Oh, okay.
And instead of properties, it's items.
Uh-huh.
So, like, the colors, like, the... I think the black ones instead of railways are animals. So mm-hmm. there's like a cat, a toad, an owl.
Oh, okay.
So, and then the actions are spells.
Oh, okay.
It's really fun, actually. It actually works really well. It's like...
You have lit up.
Yeah.
You are in zoo voice.
It's like really fun. They did a good job. I'm impressed. Like if when it's like accio, it's like steal something from someone. And I'm like, that makes so
Ooh,
much sense, you know?
Yeah.
Like they did a good job picking the spells.
Yeah.
Like Gemino is like doubling charms. You get to take two cards.
Gemino.
So it's fun.
Two-faced.
And then we were in bed by 11.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right?
I don't need to hear about you being in bed.
Okay, relax. It was awesome. Like, what a...
I don't need to hear about how awesome being in bed was. That's not where we're
going
at.
Going to sleep at 11 is amazing. You know?
What time do you normally go to sleep?
Like... 11, but but I mean, like, it was kind of like we had a fun night, you know, like for a Friday. That's a pretty good vibe.
Yeah,
so I was happy.
Fulfilled. Mm-hmm.
Woke up at 9:30, feeling good.
Nice.
Yeah,
I woke up at 7:30.
That's really early.
Uh-huh.
I don't like that for you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Was there anything else? Oh, yeah, no sugar. I kept on it. I'll probably end up eating sugar this weekend because I'm probably going to get an ice cream cake.
Ice cream cake is the only cake that I care about.
I know. I'm like, the worst part is if it's not an ice cream cake, I'm going to feel bad like not eating it, but I'm not going to want it. I'm doing a family thing tomorrow.
Set your boundaries.
So we'll see. We'll see what the vibe is.
And I feel like
I think
eating ice cream cake for your birthday doesn't actually count as
That's kind of my theory. Sugar. That's and I was proud of myself because
this podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
It would have been really easy for me to go to Cobb's yesterday and get a free cinnamon bun. And be like, it's my birthday, or on Thursday. But I was like, I'm not going to do that.
You resisted a lot of temptation.
I did. I'm really good at talking.
You're kind of like Jesus.
I am. I'm really good at talking myself into eating or like breaking any rule that I have for myself. Like, oh, I had a bad day, or it's my Taurus birthday.
Moon.
So
no, Taurus. What's your moon? Cancer moon.
I can't remember.
I just told you.
Okay, Cancer moon. But I've been proud of myself this week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been doing good.
Yeah, and like I feel like this really plays into setting the goals for yourself that you actually like care about.
Right. Yes. And
you trying not to drink. That's something you care about.
Yeah. It's like, I should be able to not do that. And that's why I set the goal and then just radically failed. I like honestly gave up pretty much as soon as I set it.
So did you feel more shame before setting the goal? And that's why you set the goal?
Or probably.
Do you feel more shame after failing to adhere to the goal?
I feel very little shame for failing because I do think I gave it up in my brain like immediately, you know, like it left.
This isn't something you want to do.
No, I think that's the reality. I don't know if it was shame so much as like, oh, maybe it was shame. I'm trying to think like this idea of like, can I resist?
Yeah.
The answer is no.
Yeah. It's like dry January when you're just like, ugh. I'm curious.
Yeah.
What if this is a staph infection?
Oh my God.
No, but seriously.
Well, you probably should wash it out.
With what?
Why would you think it's a staph infection?
I don't know. It looks gross.
Well, if it's a big blister or something.
It wasn't a blister, apparently. It was just a
pus thing. Well, yeah. Blisters can be that.
Oh.
Yeah. Like a blood blister is just a pocket of blood.
Yo, I had a blood blister on the inside of my mouth yesterday.
What?
Yeah.
Did your mouth fill with blood?
Fill with blood?
Okay, that was dramatic. Yes, I recognize.
So do you ever get like, I don't know if I would call them a cyst, but like they're just like
little poppy, bumpies.
bubbly nope. things?
No.
So you know what I'm talking about.
That might
about,
be an STI. You might need to.
I wish. I don't think you understand. So you don't? Why no. did you? Why were you able to say sore bumpies? Where did that come from?
Well, I thought that's what you were going to say.
Yeah, but why?
I don't know. That's what I've had in my mouth. Like little like.
Dude, I just asked you if you had those in your mouth and wait, you said no.
Wait, what are we talking about? Okay, I don't. Maybe I'm confused about what you're asking.
Like, I wouldn't call them like a cyst.
Okay.
But they're kind of like a little blistery thing.
Hmm.
Sometimes I get it on my gum.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. I don't know if I've ever thought about it as a blister, though.
Okay.
So.
Well, there's something filled with something.
Okay.
And I, you know, pop them.
Okay. No, then shit. No. I've never had that.
Or, like, I'll try to bite it off.
Oh, God, that's vicious. I don't like that at all.
I don't know if I treat myself super kindly.
I don't think you do.
I mean, Janet.
1912. And
good
again,
year.
Big pause.
Good year.
Big pause.
Where
Isn't
was
that the
I?
Year the Titanic went down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good year. Good cinema. Did you know they made like a Titanic movie like less than months after the Titanic sank?
I'm not surprised. Okay, Rue, that stunk.
Oh, She's did very she stinky. Fart?
She really farted. Oh.
Hannah doesn't fart.
Rue rarely farts, but she's been eating a lot of cherries off the ground. Oh my God, that is foul.
I don't even want to try to smell it.
Don't try. It's really bad.
Okay.
Your butt's pointed right.
So,
now.
Back to the podcast.
You cannot record like that.
Okay.
Just put it over your nose.
So, sometimes I get the little bumpies in my mouth, and so I just pop them. So I noticed it was on my cheek, and I like popped it with my thumb.
Okay, it's better now. You can take the
and it was blood.
That's unfortunate.
Well, it's not.
It's a little unfortunate.
How?
I guess unless it you like the taste of blood.
Well, who doesn't like the taste of blood?
I don't really.
Of your enemies?
Oh, okay. That's different.
My bad.
Yeah.
And again, if you're not treating yourself nicely, you're basically an enemy.
True.
Hmm? See?
Jesus.
See?
God.
But
I think
like
we need to have some conversations off air.
We literally have tons of conversations off air. where was I going with it? It's not unfortunate. It was a neat new experience.
Okay.
I was
sorry
curious
for projecting.
Like how it came out, how it came up. Like, how did it form?
Right.
Because normally when you get a blood blister, there's kind of some kind of trauma.
Yeah, it's been, like, pinched.
Yeah.
Did you, like, bite your cheek or something?
Not that I know of.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay.
You got your two truths and a lie?
I do. Did I tell you about my back?
Updates? No, I don't think so.
Oh, I think it's emotional.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me that. Yeah,
So the answer was yes.
Yeah, yeah, you did tell me that.
What did you...
I don't know. I thought there was something new. I don't know.
Okay, well...
Yeah, you said it to everyone at work.
Oh.
And everyone was like, okay.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Good to know. First truth or lie, I rounded up all the things from the ex and tossed them or got rid of them.
Okay. What do you mean by got rid of?
Well, like gave back or
or
set aside to, you know.
Okay.
I went to a rave last night
mm-hmm.
and it was a bit of a bummer.
Okay.
Yeah. Hard style.
Don't know what that means.
Whoa.
Okay.
And I don't think I'm going to apply to be on your team.
Oh, okay.
That's a bit of a bigger one.
Okay.
Which is also why I got you to go first.
Okay. First one was...
Gathering X things.
I kind of believe it because the sweater situation.
Yeah.
You're really good at those half lies. Like, I think you... I know... Well, I'm going to say you went to a rave last night.
Uh-huh.
Because... Like, what other event would you be body painting yourself for?
Yeah.
But I think you had fun.
Oh, okay.
That's what I think.
So you're calling it a lie?
Yeah, I guess so. Half. Stop it. And then I guess, like, maybe you didn't apply to be on my team, but maybe you did apply.
Not that I did or didn't apply.
That you've decided
I'm
not
going to.
Yeah, I believe that because I don't think you want to end your contract early.
Okay.
I think it'd be a different story if they would let you, if it was like a position for later.
Okay.
But so now the way you're looking at me makes me think that you're fucking with me.
So you went truth, lie, truth.
Yeah.
It was lie.
Lie, truth, lie.
Lie. Lie.
Yeah.
Wait, was it all lies?
Oh, you are applying to be on my team?
Yeah.
Yay.
I think so.
You better get your... Get on that.
It's doing at the end of the week.
Oh, okay.
Chill out.
Wow. Our supervisor, my supervisor, our future supervisor. I didn't like that. Yeah.
Good.
She wants someone to start at the beginning of June, and that's a really late application date for that.
Well.
But whatever.
See, Libby, I let her know that I was going to apply, but wouldn't be doing it until this week.
Okay, that makes me happy.
Another
person on our team is getting a friend to apply.
Oh, okay.
But her friend works in childcare, so it's not quite as need a fit.
Oh, interesting.
Well, it's just like with childcare, you just take care of kids.
Just.
Well, yeah, that sounded bad, didn't it? Anyways, moving on.
No, I think like at least I'll apply, and then I'll go through the process and see if it is a good fit.
Yay.
But I think like when it comes to like what I want to do with my career, that it seems like there would be an option to do that.
Okay.
Or like flex some of that like creativity.
Yeah. I would agree with that. I have a feeling that the team in general that you're applying to be on is going to end up just doing a lot more like movement in terms of programs. Like it's going to be less siloed. Does that make sense?
I don't know.
Like there's going to be like, I am the lead on this program, but other people are often involved.
Oh,
like
okay,
I think there's
going
to be a lot more movement between programs.
I see.
Yeah. I have a feeling that's like the goal.
Yeah.
Of the supervisor.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, I just like to make something for the papas.
Yeah.
If that's...
Yeah.
And then we'll see if there's any interest or any... And also, like, doing it as part of an organization might not be the way to go.
Yeah, you have to just see how it works. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a bad branding move also for the organization in terms of families and families.
Yeah. And it's like, what do you think dads need? Mm-hmm. This is a trick question. I'm curious what you think dads need, but I'm mostly concerned about what I think dads need. Where it is just like, you know, especially if we're thinking about men.
Yeah.
Would you say that men generally have a difficult time empathizing with people?
Yeah.
And as like parents, being able to empathize with your child is important.
Also, like putting your ego aside, I think is a big one.
Yeah.
In terms of like, oh, I did something I shouldn't have done.
Yeah.
And now I just have to like double down because I don't want to admit that I like talk to my kid in a way I'm not proud of.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, building some support around that instead of like, oh, this is what you like need to do. Mm-hmm. Like everybody can make
Everyone can make the, here are tools to be a better parent.
Yeah. And like I feel like the trick is to empathize with other people, you need to be able to empathize with yourself first.
For sure.
And I feel like that's where I can step in.
I like that.
With the man stuff.
I also think men probably just like need a space where they're allowed to talk about these things.
Yeah.
At the very core.
I really like coming up with names of programs. Okay.
What have you got for this one?
I Am a Rock.
Okay.
Do you know the song?
I don't know.
Simon and Garfunkel?
I don't know if I know the song.
I Am a Rock. I Am an Island.
Probably. Sounds kind of familiar.
I am a rock. I am an island.
I'm going to tell you right now, marketing is not going to get on board with that name.
No. What I'm saying is I like thinking about names of them, and that inspires me a little bit.
Okay.
Let's see what these lyrics are.
Shit on your parade.
I am a rock. I am an island. I've built walls, a fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain.
Oh, wow.
I am a rock.
Intense.
I am an island. And a rock feels no pain.
Oof.
And an island never cries.
Oof.
But even just like people seeing themselves as like the rock of the family.
Yeah.
And whatnot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll apply.
I think that's great.
And see what's up.
That's awesome.
The X things, no, I don't really, like, have any of their things.
Okay.
There are some, and I don't know what I'm going to do with them.
Okay.
But the thing that I wanted to bring up is that I started using the toothbrush that they
have. Just 'cause?
Well, I use like, do you know what a Pulsar toothbrush is?
No.
It's like an electric toothbrush, but not like rechargeable and not like as fancy.
Okay.
And mine died.
Okay.
And theirs is like pretty brand new.
Oh, okay.
So like, I feel like as soon as you brush your teeth once with somebody else's toothbrush.
It's your toothbrush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like it doesn't feel gross.
Ah, I see.
Afterwards, so.
Okay.
I wanted to make my truth or a lie to be like, I
use their toothbrush.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have.
The way I went about it.
Huh. Okay.
And then the rave last night was like really fun.
Yay.
Yeah.
So I got that one right. I said it was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I had met up with somebody I met at a show a month ago.
Okay.
He's very nice.
Nice.
We get along well.
Nice.
Lots of hugs, which was cute.
Okay.
And met lots of people, got lots of socials.
Nice. Did you get some followers for the podcast?
No,
What are you doing?
Well, maybe I'll do like a fit check and be like, double recording day, follow along.
You should. See, the thing is, I cannot promote the podcast on my socials.
But you already do.
No, I don't. I stopped.
So,
like on my personal socials?
Well, I don't know your personal socials.
That's what I'm talking about.
Why can't you do it on your personal?
Because family members are following that we cannot have listening to the podcast.
So, some family members I have asked if they can listen to the podcast.
You told me that last week.
And they don't listen to the podcast. So,
this family member I think might.
Who is it?
Stefan's mom.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah.
I just can't have her seeing me that way.
Stefan's mom has got it going on.
Anyways, you should be promoting.
Really cut off.
Yeah, you should be promoting on your socials.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like talking about it. When people ask you what you do for a living, say that you have a podcast.
I either do this or The podcast isn't what I do for a living. The podcast is what I do to live.
That, there you go. That's what you have to say to people. If you say that, you will get listeners. What happened to our segment of bringing people you meet at raves onto the podcast?
I forget.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
That we said that, so...
I don't know if I love having strangers come to my house, but...
We don't have to do it at your house. We can do it at the office.
Yeah, that'll go well. We won't get fired for that.
They need us.
Okay. Anyways, Janet. What's your, Jesus fucking Christ. 31-38. Are you making note of this?
I'm not making note of it, but I don't think it's necessary to say the time after.
Okay.
Because then, unless you're writing it down.
Yeah.
Then you still have to go search for the time.
That's to why find I the asked time if you were mentioned. Writing it down or not.
Yeah. Okay, Virgo rising.
Okay, I've got a different update. Are you done on yours? No, talk about the rave more. Talk about the rave more. Is that what you want
to do? No, it was fun. Like, the music style was, like, actually really, really fun.
Okay.
There were a lot more, like, mixes. Like, there was a Just Dance remix.
Okay.
There was a Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Ooh, I like that.
There was, I forget what else. I think at one point, one DJ had, like, the Chronicles of Narnia battle theme.
I like that guy a lot.
Yeah.
That's pretty really fun.
Good. Yeah. But it was really fun. Just like, it wasn't packed like the DJ show that you went to.
Okay.
The upstairs wasn't even open.
Oh, okay.
And so like the dance floor, like the lower level.
Yeah.
Very open.
Okay.
Most of the time.
But fun.
Very fun. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, it's more like people who are like going there. I don't know how to describe it.
They want to talk to each other.
Yeah. More like community.
Yeah.
Was a social kind of thing then,
which is more your vibe,
yeah,
than the DJ show we went to.
The DJ show, yeah. And yeah, lots more people just dressing neat and shit.
Ooh, I need an outfit opinion.
Oh, did I show you my outfit?
No, but I want to see.
I don't have a good
picture
of it.
Did you finish it?
Yeah, of course I finished
it. Okay, well, I'm just checking.
Here to fuck around.
True.
That's why
cute.
A snake skin. So
yeah, okay.
That's why I got the snake.
Oh, very cute.
Yeah. I keep telling people that I need to like lace over the belly button next time. But okay. I also don't hate having something to talk about.
There you go.
Right.
There you go. Okay. Part of the reason that I thought it was really fun was that you still had the body paint on. I don't know why, but in my head, that just made sense. That if you hadn't have had very much fun, you would have erased all signs of the night.
That's very fair.
So I thought that was a telling thing.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't think that is what happens.
I believe
you. When
I
have a bad time.
But that's the story I told myself.
Because the time that we went to the DJ show, I had body paint on. Had a pretty awful night.
True.
And then showed up.
True, that's true.
With body paint, or at least didn't try to wash the body paint off.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
Well, that was a wild time.
Yeah. We had way more fun than you did that night.
I still, like, yeah, you, yes. Yeah. I'm not done.
Keep going.
And so I had, like, the snake print. And, like, so many people were very, very impressed with the jumpsuit.
Okay.
So that was fun.
And then you get to tell people you made it. And
exactly.
Then it's a whole thing.
Okay. One time I was telling somebody that I made it. And they were like, I heard you tell that other person.
You're like, this is all I have to talk about.
Yeah, I tell everybody. And then I was talking to some people, and one person had like a snake necklace on.
Okay.
And I was like, where did you get that? And they're like, I stole it from a place that I worked at. I was like, okay, next time you steal something,
can you steal me one
please
too?
Please let me know. Or like, yeah, pick something up for me. And then later they came by and gave me the snake necklace. Mm. Yeah, it was really sweet.
That's really sweet.
Yep.
That's the vibe then, hey?
Yep.
That's really nice.
Yep.
I bet that made you very happy.
It was nice.
Yeah.
I was still dealing with some darkness.
Fair.
You know, it's interesting having fun and then also being there's still an emptiness going on.
Yeah, that's a complicated
experience. And then also being like, I don't know if this person would ever be comfortable in this space. Yep. I don't know if I would have ever had this night with that person.
That's
and I
true.
Don't know if that's like the, like, it's not worth it to make those statements true for me.
Right.
But going down those paths are interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting because this person, I guess I don't even know if we were dating anymore.
Right.
If they ever saw it that way.
Right.
That's the hard thing where I'm like, holy shit, what is true? What is not true?
Right.
But you are uncomfortable.
No, I'm just thinking right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm curious what your thoughts are.
Yeah.
But they had this thing where, like, similar to me, is like they're trying to find their people, right?
Okay.
I don't like me too. And that's why I like to go out.
Right.
And like not every venue
is the people, is my people. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
And so like I met like 10 people that I will like see again
in the
future last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm fucking great, Janet. I'm fucking great.
You're
like,
great.
All of these things that they kind of, other than wanting to, I don't know where I'm going with it, but I'm like, they're still, I like, we could have met people.
Yeah.
Like if they were so worried about, oh, I'm not allowed to talk to people at clubs, or I'm not allowed to do any of these things because I'm in a relationship. I'm like, that's not...
Whose rule is that?
Yeah, exactly, right? So I feel like over the course of our relationship, I have met more people and like made more connections than they've made.
Yeah.
Even just like trying to date people.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So that's my solemn thoughts for the day.
Fair. That's fair. Solemn, but not sad.
Nice. Can't be sad.
No, that's just my read on it.
That's fair. Nice. You got any takes?
I just... Probably not helpful takes.
I think. Just like, yeah, not the right person.
No, well, not even that. Like, that's not really helpful at all either. More just like, does it matter what they thought? If you thought it was this. Like, of course it matters emotionally, but like...
Yeah. Well...
I hate the, like, your truth is your truth, but that is kind of it, right? Like,
yeah.
Does it matter what they viewed the relationship as?
Yeah.
If you viewed it a certain way.
And that's where it gets like really tricky.
Yeah. Cause like, of course, yes, it does.
And like, there's a point where you kind of get to where it's like, I don't know what the truth is.
Right.
Not because like, oh, we all have different perspectives and whatnot, but like, I don't really know how much they lied to themselves. I don't know how much they lied to me.
Right.
I don't know if they would even consider anything like that.
Hmm. But I think like knowing those answers is not like a helpful.
The thing is the emotions that they bring up are difficult.
Well, and I think wanting to know those answers is like a very common experience.
Yeah.
Like for closure. Yeah. I'm putting that in quotations.
Yeah.
Like, it's easy to like convince ourselves, I think, that we need clarity in those things to like move forward.
And it's honestly like all of the questions that I have are like a lot more complicated.
Right.
And probably, like I really don't know what their level of reflection is. Because there are the things that they would say throughout the relationship that it's like, okay, that they clearly had like an extreme aversion to the dynamic that we had.
Yeah.
And still participated in the dynamic.
Yeah.
And then it just gets confusing about why, but I don't think that they probably even have those answers.
Yeah.
But when I get angry and I'm like, you fucking lied to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why the fuck did you do this?
Mm-hmm.
That's where those thoughts come from.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been doing a lot of work.
Yeah.
Trying to just be
and
like,
then you probably
okay.
don't like yourself very much for thinking those thoughts. Or well, like you have a lot of judgment maybe for yourself.
Yeah, a lot of judgment. And like, you know, my first reaction to angry thoughts is like, chill out.
Right.
It's okay. Blah, blah, blah. When I really just have to sit somewhere and.
That 90 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's interesting. Like I don't really feel anger in my body yet.
Mm.
It's something that I notice when like my thoughts start
it's
racing.
Like a heady thing.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But when it comes to actually like sensations in the body, don't
That's
have
interesting.
It yet. Yeah.
I don't know if I have any other thoughts for you. Just a complicated experience.
Hey.
Sorry.
That's life. This is the life. I don't know. Mm-hmm. What's the song? That's life.
I got a frog in my throat now. It doesn't want to go away. Gross. Okay, can I show you this thing?
Yeah.
Okay. We can talk more.
I'll save my other thing for the next one.
Okay, zoom in on what Pete Wentz is wearing in this
photo. Ooh, okay. I have to know which one Pete Wentz is.
The middle one. The thing with...
crocheted roses?
Yeah.
But like a harness kind of thing?
Yes. So kinky. My friend is That's making kinky. Those for us for the show.
I like that.
And at
That's
first
dope.
She asked me and I looked at it and I thought it was like, I didn't know what it was made out of. So I just kind of assumed we'd have to do some kind of like plasticky. And I was like, I don't know. And then I looked closer and I was like, they're crocheted. And I was like, yes, 100%. But now I need to figure out what to wear with the crocheted roses.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm at. The show is 2 months away. Actually, it's like
that's the appropriate. A month and a half. It's the appropriate time to start thinking
okay.
about it.
That's what I thought. Sorry, my throat.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Are you okay? Are you okay? My name is Jimmy. I know first aid.
Oh, my goodness.
What happened?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. Maybe this is my emotional chakra, like freaking out right now. I don't know what happened. We might have to pause. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Okay, crocheted rose is dope. Do you want to talk more about options or what your vibe is? For the outfit?
Well, like kind of emo.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I kind of want to lean into like emo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think like baggy shirt? Like
no, I think tight shirt because I think the roses will be kind of baggy.
Okay, yeah.
Like they'll be bigger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What if you do like the 2012 era fashion?
Okay.
Where you have like one shirt that has like a lace bottom sticking out on top, and then you have another shirt on top of that, which is like a color,
and then it's like all of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then get your side part really going.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's it.
Okay.
That's the idea.
Okay. I think I'd have a hard time finding a long shirt with a lace bottom in this day and age.
I'll make you one.
Okay.
Find a long enough shirt.
Okay.
And then we'll find the lace and.
Wow. Okay. That would be very funny.
One thing I'm really sad about the breakup is like I had made them an outfit for the DJ show. And I really liked that.
Yeah.
I really liked making clothes for other people.
I didn't see that outfit, I don't think.
No.
Because I didn't see them.
Man, they were so fucking weird that night.
Well, they also think I hate them.
Yeah, but
I
like,
didn't then, I now do. No,
even other people, this is also where like my mind gets a little spirally of like, when did they, when were they kind of checked out?
Oh, yeah. That's a scary thought process.
Yeah. Because like when you meet someone that you're dating and you meet their friends or like you're going out with them.
Yeah.
Even if you're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You kind of say hi.
So this is, I think, been my like sticking point. Is I feel like, and maybe this is a factor of age too, because they're a little bit younger than us, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I've gone through phases in my life where I've been like, I'm not going to do anything that I don't want to do.
Yeah.
If it makes me mildly uncomfortable,
yeah,
I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah.
But I've done it in a way where I'm like convincing myself that that's respecting my boundaries.
Yeah.
That I'm like, if it makes me uncomfortable, I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah.
And then I think there's like a balance. I think it's really easy to get into that headspace and then never do anything.
Yeah.
Because you're like, well, I'm uncomfortable, so I'm just not going to do it.
That was basically my time between high school and 2020.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like, and it's really easy to tell yourself that you're like respecting yourself and your boundaries when you do that. But then I think it can go too far.
Yeah.
And yeah. So I think they're maybe in that space, which is a tricky spot when you're not in that space.
Honestly, I don't know if they have the awareness.
No, I don't. Yeah.
That's and like, fair. I don't even think like they are like, no, I'm not going to do this. I think they're just like, no, I'm.
Interesting. Yeah.
And this is your friends. I'm like, I've met this person once.
Right.
Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
This is not. And also like, how do you meet? What do you want from people?
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I got feelings.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That's just, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Like not be wanting to be uncomfortable is a tricky one for me.
Oh yeah.
Cause there's a level.
Mm-hmm.
But not wanting to put yourself in any position where you're uncomfortable, I think is like a really, it can be really frustrating for other people, I think. Like, I get frustrated when people do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, sometimes you just gotta be a little uncomfortable.
It is like one of those really weird things where on one hand, you're like, I want to care about people, and I care about people by listening, and I don't force them or pressure them.
Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com. For all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
And I want them to respect themselves
if
they're uncomfortable.
And then the other one is like, I think you think you could use a push.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard.
And we don't always make those decisions perfectly.
No.
And you can't really make those. Who was I talking to about this? About... it was something around like, oh man, people making decisions, and maybe I was just talking to myself about it.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. But like, doing the thing. Oh man, who was it? This is annoying me because I don't even remember the conversation anymore. But it was just like, you know, like having to like being honest with somebody is not always well received.
Yeah.
And so, oh yeah, somebody was talking about like, I think somebody that I work with in a different organization is like struggling and like is kind of getting burnt out because they're making a lot of things that remind me of the last times that they got burnt out. But like, I want to like let them know what I see.
Right.
Without having like any emotional fallout from it. And I was like, they were asking for advice, and some guy was like, do you think you could do this? Do you think you could do this? And I was like, I think you just have to watch them fly through the sky as a giant ball of flame until they explode into a million pieces. And that's what's going to happen.
Did they like that answer?
No.
No.
No. But like they were so like, I want to like keep them together.
Yeah, I don't think
because
that's
I don't
like,
I don't feel good about
yeah.
them falling apart. And I'm like, you got stuff.
Yeah, I think like telling them what you see is fine.
Yeah,
but you got to deal with the emotional fallout.
Yeah,
and they might not like that you're saying those things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. GTs.
We're just so scared.
I've got a TikTok to show you that.
Okay.
I want to show you.
Okay.
But we only have like 10 minutes.
Okay. So what does that mean?
Should we? Oh, do you want to answer a question from a game?
Yes.
And then we'll talk about the TikTok on the back episode.
I also
episode.
Have a game that would be a fun podcast it? Episode. It's called We're Not Really Strangers.
Oh.
And it's like a game to get to know people.
Yeah, this is kind of
similar. What? I have the version for people you're dating, though, so we'd have to filter some cards.
I think that could still be fun.
Okay, it depends how, you know, which we want to know about each other.
This one's friends edition. Are you comfortable with that?
I guess.
I know we're siblings, but... Yeah. The and conversation card game, friends edition. Honestly, I don't really love a lot of the questions. But I've only seen like five of them so far. First
if
question.
If you hate the question, tell us why.
What do you think life is teaching me right now?
Teaching you right now? Oh, I don't know.
Let go, let God.
Oh, God. I mean.
I think that's a tough question to answer.
That is a really tough question to answer.
One friend, one of the questions
probably
is
let
like,
go, let go. What, God, yeah. though.
What do you, what have you, what you, do you teach me or what do I teach you?
Yeah.
And their response was like, they think I am teaching them how to like feel more.
Okay.
And they're teaching me how to feel less. And I don't know if it'll ever come up again, but that is absolutely not what they're teaching me. That is not at all what is going on.
That's very funny.
I would say what they're teaching me is the let go, let God.
Okay.
That like, yeah, I actually don't have to save this person.
Right.
From every,
well, that's good.
They're putting me into the queen arc where right. I just have to let the people I care about
die around you. Is that what we're talking about?
I don't think that's the queen arc.
No?
Isn't the queen arc is like you take care of your children and you take care of them to the point of like protecting them and putting them in a bubble.
Oh.
When you have to like let them go,
oh.
make their own decisions and make their own mistakes.
I see.
So that you can then care okay. for the kingdom.
Okay.
And then you're the king.
Okay.
And then you have to die.
Yes.
Exciting.
What a journey. Okay. What's the next one? That's not a good question.
What's a mistake you've made that changed your life?
Oh, a mistake I've made that changed my life.
Yeah.
That's a big...
That's the thing, right?
I'm
like
a
these
mistake
are
mistake I've made
these
that
are
changed
essays.
My life. I don't know.
And like in five words, describe how you think others perceive you. Oh. Bitch, bitch, bitch.
Bitch, 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 bitch. What's wrong with her, bitch? That worked.
I've started counting syllables on my little finger pieces.
Okay. Finger pieces. Okay.
How do you feel finances affect our friendship?
They don't.
If anything, we are trying to use our friendship to get finances.
From each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I bought you coffee today, and I'll hold it
That's
up
true.
Over your head for
I
the
meant
rest
to
of time. Just
bring
kidding.
It up that, like, it is a deeply uncomfortable debt that I feel
Do you?
About it. Not in, like, okay, let me be, hold on.
Yeah, clarify.
Let me be clear. It makes me uncomfortable. I don't feel like I need to, like, clear
okay.
this.
Okay.
I don't mind buying you coffee
right.
in the future, but I also assume you don't really give a
I
shit.
I don't really give a yeah. shit. Yeah.
What do you think is my best quality that I'm not aware of?
I think you're aware of your best qualities.
What would you say they are?
Well, you're very outgoing.
Really?
I think so.
Depends
you
on the situation. I can talk to people, but
that's, I guess outgoing is that's my definition of outgoing because yeah. I can't do that.
I saw an astrology thing where like Aquarians will have like a lot of connections, but
okay.
they won't be very deep connections.
Oh, interesting.
And on one hand, I'm like, I feel like the connections that I do have aren't just like surface level.
Right.
But I do find that if I keep like connecting with the same person, I'll feel like I'm only talking about the same thing, and then I'm like, I don't really feel good about
okay.
that. So maybe that is
interesting.
True. Yeah, I can be charismatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're self-reflective. That's a good quality. Not many people have.
Beautiful.
Do you want me to keep going?
I was thinking about your best quality.
Oh, yeah. Hit me.
What is your best quality?
Hard to come up with, isn't it?
Well, I think it deserves a little bit of thought.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I think like one of your best qualities is that like I don't actually think you care much about what people think of you.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you do care sometimes.
Yeah.
But I think that's kind of you thinking about what you think of you.
Yeah.
Not actually what other people think of you.
That's probably true.
Unless they're children. You really care about what children think of you.
Yeah, I just want to be cool, you know? I want to be liked at work.
How does that feel as your best quality?
I don't know if that's my best quality.
What would you say your best quality is?
I don't know. I don't know what my best quality is.
I think that's fair, though.
But yeah, I think that's probably true.
As hard... Best is such a...
Yeah, it's a really intense...
a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
I'm best.
I'm a dog. Good dog mom.
Not your best quality.
No. I'm not the best dog mom.
Damn.
Stefan's a better dog dad.
Really?
Well, he just spends more time with her.
But that doesn't always mean...
True. I'm a pretty good dog mom.
We're laughing at the question.
What? Oh, I was laughing at myself.
Why are you maintaining this relationship?
Monetary success of the podcast.
What do you believe is preventing me from becoming the person I want to be?
Oh, I don't like that question.
That's a tough one. I'm interested in the answer, but I don't think it would be anything
novel. I really have
novel.
To think about it.
What do you believe is preventing me from becoming the person I want to be? The prison I create for myself.
Yeah, like your own... Yeah.
Yeah. What is a mistake you see me making repeatedly, and why do you think I keep making it?
I don't have an answer to that question.
Again... Hard questions.
Yeah, do I have mistakes that I'm making all the time?
Not that I've noticed.
I don't think so.
No.
I never make mistakes.
Who do you feel takes more responsibility in our friendship?
I don't know if that really applies to our friendship. I don't know. Takes more responsibility.
Depends on what the responsibility is.
Yeah, like you probably.
A lot of times I will be upset about things.
That I do?
The answer is yes, but it's more complex than that.
Like, oh.
Like, I will like feel some type of way,
right,
about something,
right,
and then I'll be like, well, this isn't actually a big deal,
right?
I don't know if I've got an example.
Yeah, I'm like,
maybe I haven't actually taken responsibility for that. You piss me off all the time. A lot of it is Catan related.
Well, that's fair. I feel very little.
When have we ever had to take responsibility in our friendship?
Well, this is the thing. Our friendship is new, you know?
Yeah.
We've only been siblings for
most
of our time.
Has our friendship been
together.
Tested?
I don't think so.
Aye.
Well.
And, you know, I think one thing that we've got going for us is if there's something to hash out, we've got a podcast to do it.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
have motivation to hash it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder what's going to be our first fallout.
Ooh, yeah. Probably like direction or vision or something.
There is a lot of times like when we've been working together, I'm like, I feel tense.
Yeah.
During the times that we're like working together.
Yeah. We've definitely had different visions.
Yeah.
You just care more, I think.
I think that's one of the...
I think that's the problem,
one of the
right?
Bigger
I just
tensions.
Care, like, very little. And you're like, can you care a little bit more? Right? I'm not... That's correct, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely. Because then I feel stupid
for caring
so much.
Yeah, I don't think you should feel stupid.
And I'm
I
like,
think it's good.
I think I could use a buddy.
I don't think you care in the way of, like... That sounds bad. You care. You care more than I do, but not in a weird way. Just in a, like, I'm here, so I may as well make it meaningful kind of way. Whereas I'm like, I'm here and I'm just trying to survive.
Yeah.
So you're more like, I'm in this situation, so I might as well make the best of it.
You're
like,
in the survive, I'm in the strive.
I think so, a lot of the time. But I can see how that would be frustrating for you, because I don't need to be in the survive. You know, that's like where I put myself.
Yeah, why do you put yourself in the survive mode for work?
I don't know. That's a good question. I just don't like work that much. So I think putting effort into it in intense ways seems like a waste of time and energy.
I think like with creative stuff and collaboration,
yeah,
like the reason why I wouldn't want to care about it is because it can be intense.
Well, and I think sometimes I'm afraid I'll be bad at it. Like, yeah. I have a story that I should be really creative. Like, that's something I think about myself.
Yeah.
But it doesn't always show up in those kinds of ways.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, I should be better at this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I think I tell myself that.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not
I know
as the experience, but I like that as an answer.
Yeah. Yeah, I got that.
When was the last time I disappointed you, and how do you feel about it now?
I don't know.
I don't think I've been disappointed by you.
I don't think you've disappointed me.
I'm usually disappointed by external factors.
Around us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, our friendship is kind of crazy
in
that we've spent a lot of time together.
So much time together.
And that's not like being able to have a podcast with somebody I've worked with pretty much for a year straight is not common. It's usually like a month and I'm like, I'm kind of tired of talking to you.
Right. If that happens, you'll let me know, right?
I don't know.
Okay. Well,
it's not something that I've mastered.
Okay. Well, if it helps, I give you permission to let me know. I don't think that's going to help, but just,
you
know. Do you
feel like we both are able to be ourselves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think that's what's going. True. Well, that's what we got going for us.
Yeah, I would agree.
Except when I want you to care more.
Yeah. Which, honestly, growth is good.
As long as... And you know what? It's okay when you don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Because I will also, like, beat something to the ground.
Right.
And as much as it's uncomfortable, it'll be like, oh, I haven't gotten to where I feel good about it yet.
Yeah.
Sometimes things need space to breathe.
Yeah. That's probably a balance that we have in some ways. It's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's probably good enough right now. And you're like, good enough is not good enough.
I was like, what are we doing here? Yeah. What are we?
If
what,
it's we're just being, good enough.
We're being kept from four games of Catan instead of three.
Yeah.
It's like, this is the fate of the world we're talking about, Heather.
Yes.
These are children's lives. That's an hour and a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So we could probably cut it there.
That's pretty good.
That was fun.
Yeah, I had fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.
How do we want to end the podcast going forward?
Well, you say no scaries, and
yeah, but like, what's the order?
Oh, I think you go first.
Okay. In what way? What do I say?
No scaries.
Do you want to say until next time, and I'll say no scaries?
Oh, sure.
And then we say bye.
And then we'll say bye.
That's my idea.
Oh, I like that. That makes sense.
You can punch it up.
Let's try it.
Okay.
Today.
Yeah.
Right now.
Uh huh.
Until next time.
No scaries. Bye.
Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.